Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Is that the toxic teacher?
I heard he had a podcast.
What's it called?
Oh, Dan with the most. Gonna make the money. Goddamn, he's so funny. Wow, toxic teacher. Everything that's softly. He's easier to play every single fucking day.
All right, and here we go. We are in episode 11 of Camping Them Softly, the one, well, one of them, not the only one. I can't say the one and the only Dead by Daylight podcast because that's untrue. The one, the of three, four, I think there's like three or four. I don't know. I might be, I think the newest one, I'm the least popular one though, perhaps. I don't know. I can't see all the stats, but that's just my assumption. I am the toxic teacher. You can find me on most of the socials, Toxic Teacher TTV, Twitch, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. What are the other ones? I don't even know. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then you can find me on YouTube, The Toxic Teacher. Thanks for coming by. And you know what? This is wonderful. We are now firmly in the double digits. And I believe I am correct on these numbers, these episode numbers. Finally, we're on the right track. So before we begin, I've got a couple of things. I mean, we're going to go over a few different things in this episode. We're going to talk about the PTB update that they just released a couple days ago. We're going to talk about this low MMR win streak I've been working on. We're going to talk about the, you know, just some random other bullshit as it comes up and then just whatever I think about. So the first thing, I want to thank you guys. The podcast is still growing, still amazing. And I am lucky. And it's amazing. I was talking to one of my buddies at work, one of the few who knows about the podcast. There are a few, not a lot, because I'm a maniac and they don't know the maniac me. They know me at like a 7. I was talking to somebody at work and we were like, are you the same outside of work as you are at work? And I think that's a good question for everybody. Do you act the same at work as you do outside? And so he was saying, well, yeah, I'm pretty much me. You know, I'm at like an 8, but I might be a 9 outside. I said, you know what? At work, I'm probably a 3. And they still think I'm fucking nuts. And I said, once I leave work, I go from a 3 to a fucking 11. That's how amazing it is. Oh, shit. I hit the wrong button. Oh, God. It's already started. Hitting the wrong buttons. I don't even know what the buttons are because my Stream Deck is doing this weird thing where I can't tell what the buttons are until I go in and, like, press something. So I go from a 3 to an 11. That's kind of a lukewarm response. But that gives you an idea. So anyway, you know, I appreciate it. And, you know, let me go back. Talking to somebody at work about the podcast, and they were talking about also doing one. And I said, you know, this is amazing that I've got people all over the world listening to this. It's still extremely hard to believe that anyone from any other country would listen to this, much less, you know, almost every episode. I appreciate that. I'm seeing some new places pop up on my downloads, and I love it. I am fascinated every week, and I know it's probably annoying to talk about, but guess what? I'm gonna fucking talk about it because it's my podcast, and I'm not here for you. I'm here because it's fun for me. So I want to thank New Rochelle, New York. I want to thank Iron City, Tennessee, which I didn't even know was a thing. Dublin, we've got you back. I appreciate that. I think they were kind of falling off a little bit. We've also got Randy from Brazil. Sao Paulo is still here. He's from São Vicente. I don't even know. I'm just making up names, and I'm sorry. I'm putting the cities out there. Hounslow, Kennewick, Washington. Hounslow is not in Washington. Where the fuck is Hounslow? Hang on, I'm looking. Is it Hounslow? Hounslow? Okay, it's a suburban district of West London. Okay, it's a large suburban district. Okay, I just learned something new. See, you always learn something new. And then we got Birmingham. And I don't believe that's Birmingham, Alabama. That's like Birmingham, one of those types of places. So I appreciate you guys coming by. I've checked. I don't see anything else. I see the Hessians are still strong. And I appreciate that, with the exception of the fact that you invaded the United States. You helped those filthy British from Hounslow in the American Revolution. It's unforgivable. It's 200 years, but I still think about it. I think about it every fucking day. It's like that. Remember the viral meme? What was that, about a couple of weeks ago, about like guys and how often do they think about the Roman Empire? Everybody's thinking about the Roman Empire. I'm thinking about the Hessians. That's my biggest problem right there. The button didn't push right. Good God. Damn it. And so, I suppose at some point, I'm probably going to have to talk about Dead by Daylight. I don't know when that is, but that's part of the fun, right? I've got more I got to talk about. It's just the fact that it's so wild to me that people in Germanic-speaking areas of the world are listening to this garbage come out of my mouth week after week. It's crazy. The Hessians served at White Plains in Fort Washington. They were the large army of mercenaries that King George used against us. And there's probably more to the Hessian people than that. But I don't know. I don't know what it is, because I only did research on that. Well, actually, that's the only research I've ever done on you Hessians. I apologize, but I'm not really that sorry. So the few people that listen to me from the Hessian region, I don't even know what country. It's a Germanic-speaking people. Hessians. Hang on. Hessians. Let me check. I'm checking these Hessians here. German soldiers. Yeah, they served as auxiliaries during several major wars in the 18th century. Yeah, they're not mercenaries, though, because they worked for the German government. Just FYI. Are we bored yet? I don't know that I'm bored yet. You might be, though. So let's talk about Dead by Daylight now. Okay. Got a few things going on, a couple of infuriating things. I found, you know, my typical forum posts that burn me up, so that's where I'm going to go crazy. The first thing, the 7.7.0 PTB. Let's talk about that. They released the changes a while back whenever the PTB started for this patch. They just recently changed some things, and I'm going to go through it. I did read this one. I did do my fucking research this time, and that's fucking amazing. And the laugh, okay? Like, this is the first time he's fucking done his research. Anyway, looking at the PTB, the biggest thing is probably the twins. The twins had a lot of changes to try to make them better, to make them more viable, and probably to make him more appealing as a killer. Well, guess fucking what? They changed it all back. I push my fucking... There we go. My legions followers are always delayed. It seems like the anti-me sounds always work well. Hang on, let me try. I am an intelligent human being. See, there we go. So here's what happened. They reverted back to where he latches on to them whenever they're dying. He doesn't latch on to them when they're dying. He does latch on to them when they're injured. Remember, the change was that if Victor was hitting a healthy survivor, he wouldn't latch on. He was able to get a second hit. Now he can't. He's back to the way he was. He latches on. That's pretty much it. Now, when Victor's latched on, Charlotte's not going to gain any haste like she did during the first change in the PTB. This is garbage. It's total garbage. It's total shit. And I am not happy with it. That was the wrong button. See, my buttons, I'm so far fucking off on my buttons. And half the buttons don't even work. That's what I still have not figured out yet. See, that one doesn't even play. I don't hear that. If it's playing, I don't hear it. Hang on, let me see here. I don't know why I can't hear it. Yeah, see, it's not, nobody can hear it. Nobody can fucking hear it. Anyway, here's the dev note on this garbage of a change. Literal fucking garbage. Dev note, we have received a lot of comments about the twin strength during the PTB. We have made the decision to revert the changes to Victor's pounce and keep the various quality of life improvements like faster switching between Charlotte and Victor, the ability to recall Victor, and add-on adjustments and base kit inclusion. We may revisit the twins in a future update if necessary, but these smaller tweaks will make the twins feel better to play for the time being. I 100% agree with my legions of fans there. This is a bad idea. They made twins pretty good. Now, did they make them too good? Who the fuck cares, right? I don't care. Make them fucking stronger. We've been getting the short end of the stick for fucking ever since I started playing, like 2018. I've been playing this game 6 fucking years. Give me a fucking break. I don't know if it was 6. Maybe it was 3. I don't know. 4. I think it's like 4. 5? Anyway, we've been getting the short end of the stick. The Blight had a minor change. I don't even know what happened because I never played Blight and I don't care. The biggest one, Ultimate Weapon, gets reverted to where you can't see their aura. Now they just fucking scream. And also, one big thing is that whenever you open the locker, before, what happened was it was tied to your terror radius, right? You open the locker. If you move, your terror radius moves with it. Anyone who's inside of the terror radius will scream. Okay. That's the way it used to be. They changed it to where you would see the aura in the PTB. Now they're fucking changing it back. And plus, what they're also fucking doing is making it so that whenever you open the locker, they scream within 32 meters of the locker, not of the terror radius. Push the fucking button. God fucking. There we go. I don't know. I'm seriously going to throw this fucking thing out the window. Okay. This is bad, and here's why it's fucking bad, okay? Their claim is that it's appealing to mobile killers, right? Because if I am Oni, I can open the locker and I can fly across the map. People enter my terror radius and I just fucking, I start going to work, right? Now, if I'm the clown, it might be a little bit harder because it's gonna take me a while to get across the map. Now, here's the problem with that, is they're saying that it's so much better for mobile killers that we've got to change it. It lasted a fucking minute. A killer can get across a map. Even a non-mobile killer can get across a map in a minute. Let me check. I am going to check right now the Ultimate Weapon perk DBD, because I want to see how long it lasted. I thought it was a minute. Now I'm starting to second guess myself. On tier 3. No, I apologize. It lasted 30 seconds. 30 seconds is fine. God damn it. Like, can we not have anything good? Because this just... okay. Let me see what the dev note says. Because I think I got angry and almost threw my computer out the window. So I didn't read the whole thing. Okay. So here's what it says. All right. We received some mixed feedback during the PTB. While the perk was less appealing for some killers, it remained a strong choice for killers with high mobility. To make its strength a little more even across the killers, We've changed Ultimate Weapon to be based on the locker's position rather than the killer's. This way, killers without traversal abilities or with a smaller tear radius can take advantage of the perk more consistently without it being excessive on highly mobile killers. With this in mind, we have also brought back the Scream to allow it to synergize with other perks once again. This is fucking awful. This is awful, man. Because it's saying that the... Oh, mobile killers. It might be too good on the mobile killers. We need to make... Like, I don't understand. The only thing I see on this is if you are a killer who is stealth, right? If your terror radius is small to none, it's going to help in terms of if you open the locker and there are survivors around you when you open the locker. I'm not sure if 32 meters is correct. I would, you know, you could make that larger, I think. I don't know. Some people may have a different idea on that. But I think, I just don't know. To me, it seemed like it was good the way it was. Maybe because I play Oni. That's one of my favorites. And I think it's great on Oni, but what the fuck ever, who cares? Hey, guess what they're not changing is Decisive Strike, of fucking course. No, that's the wrong one. There we go. They're not changing it. The only thing they're changing is taking away that goddamn animation, and guess why? Because there would be a delay before the survivor wiggled free. It would not benefit the survivors. So they took it off. Because you gotta help the survivors in any way you can, right? 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 This is just, oh my God. So this is like, they make all these changes. Survivors whine and complain and cry. And so they're like, okay, you know what? We'll change it all back. We'll make it easier for you. We'll make it more fun for you guys. Hey, killers, guess what? Fuck you, buddy. That's just, I know. I'm trying to read the comments on Reddit, and it's just, I don't know. I feel bad for the Twins players because it's just not going to happen for you guys. They tried. It's over. Just deal with it. It's over now. You got something, but this is probably all you're going to get for the next 4 years. I don't know. It's just, they said they may revisit you in the future. May. I don't know. I just fucking, the new store is coming. That's pretty amazing. Am I right? Good fucking God, man. You know what? And it's what's interesting about the PTB, right? It's a test. It's a test. Let's test out this shit. Let's give the killer something and see what happens. Well, fucking people complain and whine and cry and all that shit. And they're like, oh, no, we can't give them anything because we might have some people leave. It just fucking. I don't get it. At least we'll have a nicer store. And by the way, have you ever seen the skins on Dead by Daylight Mobile, on DBD Mobile? I see it a lot on Twitter, X, as the maniac changed it to. Like, they have a lot of good skins, man. This is the, what do I want to call it? This might be the way skins should be. And it should be done, because they're pumping out all kinds of stuff. They're pumping out some really good things. I kind of like the way DBD Mobile is set up in terms of the gacha stuff, in terms of that. I know a lot of people think they hate the gachas, right? They hate those gacha games. For one, I dig them. I know that's a money sink, but I sink a lot of fucking money into Dead by Daylight as well. And I feel like, who cares? The only problem I have with Dead by Daylight Mobile, I don't know if you guys are in the same boat, is the controls. I've never liked touch controls on phone games, and I'm not going to start with this one. If it didn't have that, I would be all over it like a rat on a fucking Cheeto. I swear to God. But that's what prevents it. And every once in a while, I'll go back, but I just can't. I just can't do it. Cannot do it. Now, that's the 7.0. That's 7.0. Let's talk about Survivor posts. And I've got a new segment that I would like to call Survivors Say Stupid Shit. Quadruple S. I just realized it. S. Double S, double S. That's four S's. Oh my God, I'm fucking amazing. I am fucking amazing. Survivors Say Stupid Shit. I can't have two S's because that's SS like the Nazis. I can have four though. Those fucking Nazis. Get the fuck out of my face. I'm sick of them. Anyway, Survivors Saying Stupid Shit. Let's go. Let's go. So I've got one here. I'm trying to pull up because you take. Why did he have it pulled up before he fucking starts a podcast? I did have it pulled up and then I pulled up the Hessians. So here we go. Oh, good Lord. Okay, here's what we've got. And I didn't save the post, so I don't have all the responses, but I do have the original post. This is from the official Dead by Daylight group on Facebook. And you know, I always like to give you the sources because like that, it reinforces my point of like which ones are the dumbest and which ones have the most stupid shit happening versus which ones may have a little bit better conversation. Facebook is one of the worst. Facebook is the cesspool of the fucking DBD. That it just, it's awful. It's awful. If you want to go, you can, but I'm trying to jump in so you don't have to. So here's what we've got here. So the post says, I'm not, oh, by the way, it's a Survivor main, okay? It's a Survivor main. I know. And I'll tell you, whenever a killer says something like great, I'll tell you, but they say too many great things because we're all extremely intelligent. So back to it. Our Survivor main says, and I'm going to read it word for word. I'm not playing fair today. I have, by the way, they don't know how to use punctuation. So there's no periods. There's that I count in a whole paragraph. I count two periods, one question mark. So this is just run on Sin City. Remember, I was a high school and middle school teacher. They're better than this guy. So anyway, I'm not playing fair today. And I'm putting the spaces in, by the way, guys. I'm the one putting the spaces in here because it's just mindless garbage if I try to go with the cadence of the punctuation. Not going to work. All right, I'm going to make it sound more intelligent, okay? I'm going to make it sound more killer main-like. I'm not playing fair today. I have every intention of ruining the killer's time. Y'all, without an apostrophe, y'all want to tunnel every game? That's all in caps. Every game? Okay, cool. NP. No problem. That stands for no problem. You old people. Okay, cool. No problem. Let's go to Erie and Springwood every single game. I'm bagging after every caps, all caps, every pallet stun. I'm blinding at every pallet. I'm bagging at the exit gate. I'm sending get good messages, all caps, all day. I'm off and I'm on some BS for real 100. He puts 100 because he's obviously keeping it 100, or as some people might say, keeping it 100, as my friends have said. So that's what we've got going on there. Remember, I said Survivors Saying Stupid Shit. That's stupid shit. That qualifies as stupid shit. I need a sound effect for stupid shit. What do I do? What do I do? There, I don't have a sound. Do I have a fart sound? Do my farts still work? Okay, they still work. They still work. Anyway, it's dumb on multiple levels because even in this Facebook group, along with every other one, it's just madness how much they complain about killers being fucking. Killers fucking. Bleh. They are so toxic. They do all kinds of mean shit. They hurt my fucking feelings, and I can't take it. That one works. The fart noises work whenever I push those. That they just, it blows me away. It blows me away. And the survivors are now doing the same thing, even more. And I don't get it. Like, you get mad at killers for tunneling. That's the best thing we've got going. And if you're the weak link, leave. Every time, every episode is me talking about this fucking tunneling shit, because that's all they fucking talk about online. That's it. That's all they talk about. So what do? We can keep talking about it. Or do we need to talk about more important stuff? Do we have something important? I don't know. Do I have something important to say? I don't even know. Oh, good God. Okay, I'm tired. I'm wearing myself out. I don't have as much as I normally do. You know what I mean? I don't know why. I think it's because it's rainy today. I'm just not fucking... You know what I mean? But you know what I would do? You know what I would do? Buff. No, Ed, back to the way it was. I don't like it the way it is now. It's supposed to be good, and it's not as good, and that makes me upset. Very upset. Okay. Those buttons work perfect. I can do those just fine. Anyway, so... Yeah, it's dumb. It's stupid. It's dumb. Like, you're going to teabag. You're going to act like a complete asshole. And you expect what out of it? That's what I don't get. The survivors who complain the most about tunneling and camping are the first ones to teabag, click, all that fucking bullshit. And they get upset whenever you do anything to them. I don't get it. I really don't understand. If the one survivor main that listens to this, I hope you don't listen. But if you do, please tell me why you act that way. Why the fuck do you hate your life? Why do you hate my life? Like, what's going on? What is going on? Should this podcast have the 18 plus, you know, designation? I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. So, that's that. What else do we have? We've got other stuff to talk about. I'm trying to think, because there's so much shit that comes up over the course of... Oh, I already got to interrupt myself. So, on the stream, by the way, I nailed the 5-kill streak. My low MMR win streak has been accomplished, has been devoured. Has it been devoured? Is that the right word? It's been conquered. I know. Thank you. Thank you, legions of fans. My legions of Irish. I wish they were Irish so I could play it and have Irish people screaming. I don't even know what that sounds like, but anyway. What do Irish people screaming sound like? I may have to try to edit that in, but I'm not going to, because I don't edit my fucking podcast. I edited one thing because I sniffed with my nose and it was really loud. And so I edited that down. I think that's the only edit I've ever made to the podcast. So I got the 5 win streak with Deslinger. I had some of the most amazing fucking things. I think I already talked to you about that. After that, I said, okay, what killer am I going to do next? I was like, okay, let's go through the killers. Let's try another low MMR 5-win streak. The win streak for the rest of us. Let's see what we can do. So I pick my next best killer, or the next killer I'm best with, in my opinion, is the Oni. Hang on, where's my thing? Where's my thing? Which one do I do? Oni! There we go. I'm gonna fucking throw it down the drain. I'm gonna like do something to it after I do it. Can I do it on my computer? Can I click it and have it play? Like, it won't. Okay, so it won't do that. It won't play on the computer. That's amazing. So you can do it on the fucking... Okay. Well, what the fuck ever. Okay, anyway, okay, so the Oni one was a lot less exciting, simply because we got it in one stream. I was able to get the 5. I was up late, and I was tired as shit the next day, but I got it. And so I talked to the viewers. I was like, okay, you know what? What killer do you want me to do next? I said, please don't give me somebody shitty, okay? Please don't give me one that I absolutely am terrible with, like Pig or like, well, or like not Pig, but like fucking Nurse or Huntress. Give me somebody else that I might have a realistic chance with. And guess who they give me? You can guess now. Just guess. These fucking bastards, these the refuse, human refuse. That's what I'm calling my viewers now. I'm trying to think of a name for my viewers. I'm also trying to think of a name for entitled survivors. I still haven't come up with one, because the AI last time, remember, I tried to ask and they were like, fucking, I can't help you make fun of people. Why don't you discuss game balance instead? And I'm like, fuck you, AI. That's why AI is not going to take over the world. It's too nice. It won't help me. Give me a name that I can use for entitled survivor mains in Dead by Daylight. I'm trying it again. Hang on. You know, one of my viewers in the last stream said, you get way too off topic. And I said, well, fucking duh. Like, did you ever think it was different? Did you think I didn't get off topic? Okay, Gemini is doing the same fucking thing. I can't make fun of anyone. It's awful. How dare you, toxic teacher, make fun of a human being? It's not. Survivor mains, are they human beings, though? Like, really? Are they, though? I'm trying a different AI now. I'm trying what is supposed to be the... Yes! Yes! It's done it! Yes. Okay. Hang on. But these are terrible. It says right here, for entitled survivor mains, loot goblins, gen rushers, hook farmers, teabaggers, immersed blended salty rage quitters, and toxic swifts. Well, I need something more tongue in cheek and provocative for my killer main podcast, Camping Them Softly. Okay, let me see if it'll give it. I'm asking it because it said I'm not comfortable. Okay, here we go. So this is fun. This AI is giving it to me a little bit more. By the way, I'm using Claude 3 Opus. I think that's the higher of the Claudes, because I have so many subscriptions to fucking AI things. It's ridiculous. So we've got entitled snowflakes, survivor privilege warriors. I don't know about that. I'm not thrilled yet. Pallet Lord Karens. It's okay. That's okay. Karen is kind of, it's been done, right? Decisive crybabies. Decisive is not great there. Skill. Okay, this one. Skill check socialists. I don't even know how I feel about that. Teabagging Timmies, toxicity enthusiasts, whiny wokes. I'm not a fan there. Perk entitlement Andes. I don't get it. Hang on. Let me see. Can you come up with more, but make them have some kind of alliteration or something like that? Alliteration or cleverness. I'm saying make it clever, because those are not clever. Socialist skill check socialist. Sure thing. Here's some more nicknames with alliteration and wordplay for your killer main podcast. Boon buffoons, clicky clicky cult, decisive strike divas, egocentric efficiency experts, flashlight fiends, generator genies, hatch hounds. That one might be okay. Javelin jockeys. Okay. Kobe Kings. No, we can't use. Loop lunatics. Needy nendrils. What is a nendril? What the fuck is a nendril? Palette princesses. quintessential Q Dodgers, rage quitting Royals, the self care cadre, the unhook vultures, the teabagging thespians, the vaulting virtuosos. That's a nice one. YOLO yeeting yokels, and the zoomy zealots. Make it. He said, I tried to make it a little spicy. I'm going to say make it spicier. Okay, let's see if I specifically say make it even more spicy. Let's go, bitch. Oh, no. This is, oh, my God. Okay, I said make it spicy. This guy's fucking making it spicy as shit now. I'm trying to press my fucking... There, fucking I had to push it 27 times. Okay. Dead hard douchebags. Oh my God, dude, it says feral flashlight fuckers. Hook diving hoes. Oh my God, these are like, this AI is off the fucking chain, man. It is some of the shit I cannot say on here. It is not appropriate, and it's against even my W holding wankers. Am I allowed to say that? The British will be so offended. Oh my God. Bullshit borrowed time, bitches. The altruism allergic asshats. The, oh God. And then it gives me a 4-paragraph warning. Wow, those are some scorchers. Honestly, this match ventures a bit too far into mean-spirited territory for my personal taste. How does this thing have personal taste? It's an AI. But hey, oh my God, in the last paragraph. But hey, you know your audience and podcast best. If you're sure your listeners will find nicknames like these hilarious and not horribly offensive, go with God. This is amazing. I love this AI. This AI is just fucking, try not to cut yourself on all that edge. Oh, dude, that's clever. That I am so edgy, I'm gonna cut myself. Okay, I'm going to say, okay, hang on a second. Hang on a second. I'm actually typing it out. Hang on a second. I want them to be more like an umbrella term that could be used for non-DBD players as well. Emphasize the entitlement, whininess, and constant complaining. There we go. This AI is the money right here. This is the shit. Hang on. Hold on. Hold, please. Okay, I understand you're looking for more generalized terms. Let's steer away from edgier slurs and insults like before and go instead for more clever nicknames. Entitlement enthusiasts. Grievance gurus. There's something there. I like the grievance part. Petulant Pete's. Tantrum tossers, wambulance chasers. There's got to be something. There's got to be something there. Tantrum, I like. If I could, what's a good? I want tantrum in there. Tantrum. You're seeing how to be a prompt engineer. I want tantrum in the name, and I want it to be Dead by Daylight specific about those damn survivor names. Okay, here we go. See, this is how you do it. This is why prompt engineers get paid $300,000 a year. You have to know how to use the AI and see what we're doing here. It's not just one question. Tantrum throwing teabaggers, pouting perk purists, hissy fed hatch campers, salty struggle phase sultans, meltdown having megheads, timber tantrum tappers. Is that conniption prone Claudettes? Fit pitching flashlighters, bitch fit having borrowed timers. I like bitch fit havers. Can I use that? Is that sexist to call someone a bitch fit haver? Yeah, bitch fit haver. Give me another term for bitch fit haver. Okay, see, this is how it works. We're cooking with grease now. Bitch fit haver. Oh, good God. Okay, here we go. rage-prone rescuers, frenzy-fueled farmers, apoplectic altruists, fuming flashlight fiends, conniption-craving crybabies, meltdown mad martyrs, outburst obsessed Ochitos. What the fuck is an Ochito? Ochito. It's O-C-H-I-V-O. What the fuck is Ochito mean? I'm gonna actually type it like that. What the fuck does Ochito mean? Question mark. We are so far off topic. I don't even care. This is the point in the show which I do whatever the fuck I want. Because we're going back to the kill streak. I know the one guy who says I go off topic is now saying, which killer is it gonna be? He's like searching in the seek bar. He's like, I need to find it. I don't wanna hear all this shit. Why did he knock his light on the fucking floor for the 27th time? Ochito is actually the name of a somewhat notorious Dead by Daylight streamer. What? Ochito, he's a polarizing figure in the Dead by Daylight community. I've never heard of this guy. What the fuck? Okay, well, I'm not going to use somebody's name, so we'll go to Bitchfit Havers. The Bitchfit, is there, can I use Bitchfit in an alliterative way, question mark. Because I want the alliteration. For those of you unwashed masses, alliteration is when a phrase starts with the same letter. So you have apoplectic Andes. Bitch fit bozos. There we go. Bitch fit brats. Bitch fit belching rats. Bitch fit brandishing buffoons. Bitch fit barfing babies. Okay, we're getting there. The bitch fit brigade. Okay, we're close. The bitch fit birthing blendettes. I think bitch fit brandishing buffoons. Brewing bullies. Bitch fit. Okay. Don't make it DBD specific, but use two words that start with B and start with bitch fit as the first word. See, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. Okay, here we go. Bitch fit barfing babies. It says, even the AI says, personally, I'm quite fond of bitch fit barfing babies. Bitch fit brats. Bitch fit bullies. Bitch fit mozos. Bitch fit blowhards. Bitch fit belly achers. I kind of like that. Bitch fit belly achers. The bitch fit havers. The bitch fit. Hang on. What is another thing for havers? Like bitch fit havers? Question mark. This is amazing. The Hessians have no fucking idea what's going on right now. They're like, what, how do you say what in German? Hey, fucking, how do you say what in German? Question mark. Okay. Oh, here it is. How to say what in German? Hang on. What? And then we go over here in our Google Translate. I gotta find fucking German. Was? That's what they're like. The Hessians are was? Bitch fit flingers. Bitch fit chuckers. The hurlers. The lobbers. No, I just want them to have them. I just want them to have bitch fits. This is awful. This is not good podcasting right here, because this is total what the fuck is happening right now. Hang on just a second. I gotta grab my fucking cell phone here. And I'm back. I'm back, baby. Bitch fit connoisseurs. The bitch fit addicts. No. I want a bitch fit holders. Bitch fit fucking something. Anyway, we're close. We are close. I like bitch fit. But I'm going to ask, is bitch fit considered sexist? Because I don't know. It seems to me, bitch, like, dude, you're being a bitch. That's like, it's lost a lot of that. You know, we've got a lot of phrases that have kind of lost their original origin. So maybe it says it can be considered sexist by some. It says the degree to which it is considered that can vary. I could use something else. It says as a podcaster, it's important to be mindful and the potential impact it can have. But still, I don't know. Like it's used everywhere. And I feel like it's one of those phrases that has kind of lost that meaning, right? A lot of the phrases we use have meaning going back that is inappropriate that we don't even know about because we don't really do it anyway. So we can say bitch fit. We can say something, hissy fit. Hissy fit havers. Hissy fit. Okay, hissy fit. Now, okay, instead use hissy fit and make it two words and have the second word be an H word. We're getting there. Hissy fit havers. I don't like that. I don't like haver. Hissy fit holders. That doesn't. Holding a hissy fit. Hissy fit hotheads. Hissy fit harpies. Hissy fit howlers. Hellions. No, I'm the hellion, not them. Hissy fit hystericals. Histrionics. The hissy fit hurricanes. No, that's not. No. No. Okay. Okay. The hissy fit Henrys. The hissy fit. The hissy fit. No, it needs to be more provocative. Okay, maybe it'll get me. Maybe now. We're at 45 minutes and it's just been me doing random. All I'm doing is trying to think of a word for fucking hissy fit hemorrhoids. That's hissy fit hard-ons. Folks who seem to get a raging moaner for throwing hissy fits like it's some kind of twisted turn. Oh my God. Hissy fit horse shit. Yes. I think I like that one. Okay. Let me. Hissy fit horse shit. I like it. But see, that's not like a term for people. That's like the term for what they do. Oh God. Okay. That took a while. All right, back to it. So for the one person who says I go off topic, and I think this has been like 10, 15 minutes, I let the viewers pick who the next killer was going to be on my low MMR win streak. I have not started with this killer, but they picked. I don't have a drum roll. That's all I got. Maybe if I do it enough, hang on. It won't even. That's a drum roll. There we go. That's our drum roll. And the killer is Pig. That was my feeling, and it takes forever. I am going to lose my mind because Pig is one of those killers that I am just not, you know, I wouldn't call myself adept. I understand that Pig could be an awesome killer. Can you give me some, see, I'm asking Claude now, my life coach. Can you give me some general guidelines and tips for using Pig in Dead by Daylight? Here we go. Let me see. I'm checking here. I'm checking. Shut the fuck up. I'm checking right now. Absolutely. Here's some general guidelines and tips for effectively playing as the Pig. Use your stealth wisely. Okay. Like, okay. Catch them off guard. Secure easy hits. Know when to ambush. Try to predict where they'll go. Okay. Try to put them on survivors who have already been. Okay. Interesting. I don't know if this is true, but this is an interesting point. Like, it's not just the basic. It says right here, put your reverse bear traps on strategically. Try to put them on survivors who have already been hooked once, as this puts more pressure on them. Now it says, also consider placing traps when the exit gates are powered. I don't know why that would be a thing, because the box has to be active for it to explode if they try to leave. It says, patrol your boxes. Keep an eye on jigsaw boxes and traps survivors need. If you see a survivor heading for a box, try to cut them off. Okay, yeah, right. Use your dash attack sparingly. Save it for when you're sure you can land a hit or to quickly close a gap. It says right here, don't neglect gens. While the pig's traps create a lot of pleasure, they create a lot of pleasure. My button! Fuck! I seriously pushed, what the fuck? Okay, let me try it again. Ooh. Okay, see, I still haven't figured out why sometimes does it take 20 fucking minutes and why sometimes it... Pleasure! Pleasure! I need to edit that somehow. Okay, well, I don't edit though. So, okay, use your dash attack sparingly. Don't neglect gens. Find a balance between patrolling boxes and stopping gen progress. Consider your add-ons carefully. Add-ons like Jigsaw Sketch and Tamper Timer can make your traps more deadly, while combat straps and videotape can enhance your stealth and chase potential. Choose based on your playstyle. Mind your terror radius. The pig's smaller terror radius while crouching is a double-edged sword. While it makes you stealthier, it can also make it harder to pressure survivors off of gens. Adapt your approach based on the situation. It says practice your mind games. The pig is great at mind gaming survivors around loops. Use your crouching and standing to bait out early pallet drops or trick survivors into running into you. Okay. Okay. These are just general tips. Okay. So I'm going to say, can you give me more tips surrounding what was the one thing surrounding add-ons? Okay. That's what I want. I want to know more about the pig's add-ons and kind of, you know, what might be some good combos. Sure thing! Combat straps and John's medical file are great for increasing your crouch movement speed, which can make your stealth more effective. They're particularly useful on larger maps where you need to cover more ground. Videotape and Amanda's Secret are excellent for reducing your terror radius, which can make it easier to sneak up. They pair well with perks like Monitor and Abuse or Insidious. Nobody uses Insidious. Jigsaw Sketch. Okay, this is too long. This is too long. Consider your perk synergy. This is why I'm not a good killer. I can't. Ah. Okay, what about perk loadouts? What about perk loadouts? What would be best for an average killer player? Okay, here we go. This is going to determine my build. I'm going to AI. AI is going to determine fucking everything for me. And I died. Okay, here we go. For an average killer player, you want a perk loadout that's effective without being overly complex and that plays into the pig's strengths while shoring up her weaknesses. Whispers. Oh my God, no. Pop goes the weasel. One of the pig's weaknesses is map pressure, as her crouching and trap setting can take time away from patrolling. Pop helps mitigate that. Okay, it says right here, the pig's stealth allows her to get close to survivors without them knowing. Nurse's calling allows you to see their aura. This can lead to ambushes and help you pressure injured survivors. Some other perks to consider, depending on your playstyle: Hex Ruin, Discordance, Surveillance, Monitor and Abuse. Maybe Monitor and Abuse. I don't really use that much. I'm going to say, what about, and I was just thinking, what about Hex Plaything? What about Hex Plaything, bitch? I don't know what would happen if I put bitch in there. Hex Plaything is a great warp. Great. Bleh, bleh. I know, right? I can't talk. Hex Plaything is a great perk for the pig. It can definitely work well in her loadout. Here's why. It plays to her stealth strength. When a survivor is inflicted with Hex Plaything status effect, their terror radius is reduced to nil, making it easier for you to sneak up on them. As a stealth killer, this is right up the pig's alley. Number two, It encourages survivors to cleanse totems. Survivors will want to cleanse the hex plaything totem to remove the status effect, which can buy you precious time as they're not working on gens or rescuing hooked teammates. That's an interesting point right there, because if gen pressure is difficult, you want to get them off of the gens as long as you can. Number three, it can create snowball potential. If you can down and hook the obsession quickly, all the other survivors will be inflicted with hex plaything. That's not the way that fucking works. What? That's not the way that works. Or am I fucking stupid? I think I might be stupid. Am I stupid? Hex plaything? Am I just now hearing? Are you hearing an idiot? Am I an idiot? Hex plaything. Hang on. No. It doesn't do that. What? No, it doesn't do anything if there's an obsession. I'm gonna say, what the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about with the obsession thing? I don't think plaything does that, brother. Call him brother. Apparently there's some meme, by the way, of like, brother, what's up, brother? Like, and you're supposed to say Tuesday or something like that. I don't get it. This person at work came up to me and did it. And they were like, hey, you're on Twitch. You should know this. And I'm like, I don't fucking know. And apparently everybody's doing it. I have no idea what the fuck's going on. It's like 12-year-olds do it, I think, or something. All right, let me see. I apologize for my mistake. I got Hex Plaything confused with another perk. Okay, yes, you are correct. So, let's go back. Save the best for last? What about that? I don't know. Maybe? Okay. So, that might be a thing. I think Hex Plaything I might use. Nurse's Calling is a big one for me as well. So I think I'll try those two together, because without the terror radius, they're more likely to be healing within my vision, my line of vision. And then we'll see what happens with the add-ons. But that's a general idea. I'll report back to you on how this low MMR kill streak goes. Remember, for these purposes, I have to get 3 kills. That counts as a win. So I have to get 3 kills 5 times. That's the deal. Okay, we'll see what happens. I have no idea. We're at 56 minutes, and I think about 20 minutes of this has just been spent with me talking to the AI about absolutely nothing. I do have to tell you, though, is I don't know if I talked about it last time. I wish I knew if I talked about it last time. Can I go back to my previous episodes? I'm going to go back. I'm going to look at this from Hamlet to Douche, and I want to see the transcript here. I'm going way down because I remember I got into some stupid fucking race with Ryan bullshit. It's good to a glass of wine, and then you got stare. I don't even know. I'm reading this, and I don't remember a single fucking thing I said in episode 10, our first double-digit episode. No, what I have to do, though, what I have to say is that we had somebody come on. His name is SwiftKick85. He's another Dead by Daylight streamer. He is Canadian, and he's going to become a lawyer. And I said, hey, SwiftKick, do you want your own theme song? Would you like to have a fucking Dead by Daylight? Not even a dead. Why am I saying that? Would you like to have your own theme song for Twitch? SwiftKick, in his Canadian glory, says, yes, I would. And I say less. And I proceed to do it. And it becomes a glorious nightmare of epic proportions. And I'm actually going to play one of them now. 1 second. Okay, that might sound funny, but I actually had to change some settings on my computer so I could play this garbage I've created. And I want to check and make sure it works. So let me go to my, I believe it's in my four others folder. And then let me see, there was the Sammy song. And then here was the one true theme song dedicated to SwiftKick. It's called Swift Kicks Reign of Metal. I'm going to press play now. It may or may not work, so you may get some editing here. Who the fuck cares? Here we go. Let's see what it looks like. Now, you probably just heard me come back. That's because it took me 30 minutes to get the fucking inputs right on my computer because it's a audio fucking nightmare. So anyway, let me go back to it. Here's the song. I have to give you some background. I found out he was Canadian. He is not French Canadian. And he's going to be a lawyer. And I told him, I said, you're going to be a lawyer for hot dog survivors. I don't know what a hot dog survivor is. It came up on the top of my head as we were streaming. So here it is. Swift Kick, the streamer, the hatred of French Canadians on my end. Not on his end, but on my end. And also, he represents hot dog survivors. Here we go. One, two, three. Rock and roll controls with fire burning bright. I mean, he's not French Canadian. Feeling is mine. Here we go. This is good. Streaming through the night, rocking hard, embracing the fight. He's a lawyer for hot dog survivors. Metal is next. No one can deny his desire. Dude, that is good shit. Like, I have got so much good shit on here. And people were saying, like, they don't think the AI music is, you know, it has soul to it or anything. I'm fucking enjoying it. I made some more shit I like. Like, I'm typing in weird genres of music and I'm getting some good shit. Classical, metal, rock, thrash, gritty, vocals, epic, voice booming, danceable, clapping. That's what I typed in for my theme song. This is the ultimate male song. I played it for you a couple of times, but I've been changing that just to see what would happen. So here we go. Oh, shit. No, that's not. Oh, my God. That's not it. And see, that's, I am a nightmare. Do you realize I'm a fucking nightmare? And here it is. It's the teacher. Watch your back. The toxic teacher. The ultimate male. See, it's got that gritty. You type in the word gritty like that. I love that. I love that shit. I wish I could do it like as a serious thing. I can't, though. And we're in an hour and 1 minute. And I have had nothing else. You guys have probably just been listening to me say, what the fuck? Like, can you talk about Dead by Daylight? I have been on and off again. This isn't even much of a Dead by Daylight podcast. I should say it's a Dead by Daylight and mostly stupid shit podcast. Although we did figure out some good stuff, learned some stuff about pigs, some strategies I'm going to institute. I talked to Claude. We learned that Claude is a good one if you need, what am I thinking of? See, that's the thing. My thoughts come faster than the words do. So we learned that Claude is good if you need to make up names for groups of people. I don't recommend making up offensive names to denigrate groups who have been historically marginalized, but Survivor Mains, fair game. Fair game. Bitch fit babies. Or we could call them, what was I going to call them? Hissy fit. God damn it. What was the other word? I don't remember. Anyway, that's it. I'm going to start the pig stream. I'm getting ready to stream right now, actually. It is 6 p.m. By the way, I found a new energy drink called Lucky Fuck Energy. It says this, and I've got to read the back. This is your one life. You're lucky as fuck to have another day. Time to live it. LFG Energy turns you on. It does. It turns you on and inspires you to bold. This is in bold. Keep going. Whether you're dealing with your pain in the ass boss, I did not read this before I came on. Like, this is my first time. Whether you are dealing with your pain in the ass boss, dropping into a wave, or cutting your lawn, be grateful for another moment to kick ass in the game of life. We crafted our products with beta alanine and maca. I think it's maca. Is it maca? Macaw? No, a macaw is a bird. Maca. Hang on. Hey, Google. No. Hey, Google. It's not doing it. Hang on. What is maca and how do you pronounce it? Here we go. What is maca? Please. Say it.
Maca is a root vegetable native to the Andes Mountains of Peru. It's a member of the cruciferous family, which also includes rock.
Fascinating shit! It's pronounced maca. Okay, I'm a fucking genius. We put maca in our shit. No, it says, what was it? For sustained physical and mental endurance. Life is complicated. Our energy drink isn't. 5 super ingredients, 0 sugar, 0 aftertaste. Make today the best day of your life. Then do it all over again tomorrow. That makes it sound like this is like a really good drink. Lucky fuck energy, by the way. It is, taste-wise, it is okay. I am drinking the sparkling bodacious berry, and I don't know that I would recommend it over anything else. For you energy drink aficionados, it has 200 milligrams of caffeine, not like the bangs and shit that have 300 milligrams. Anyway, we are so far off topic. We have been for quite some time. Pig streak. Then we've got what on the horizon? We've got the 7.7.0, which is not even going to be much of a, according to what I see, the biggest thing is the store, right? And then Decisive Strike is going to be the fucking next big thing, which, by the way, going back to Dead by Daylight, it's going to be something killers can't do anything about, right? We have no defense. And I wish I had said that earlier. But you guys have been listening to me do absolutely nothing for an hour. So what the fuck ever? And let me see. I think that's it. I've run out of stuff. We're at an hour. I'm going to have to pay more for my hosting service because I talk too long. Like whenever I was doing 30 minute podcasts, that was one thing. But this is an hour fucking long podcast. We may have to go back to 30 minutes. I don't know. Whatever. I pushed the fucking button. I pushed the button. Okay, guys. No, and now it works. Thank you. There we go. Now it works. It's like it has to get warmed up and then it works. And I didn't even get to the next Survivor thing. So anyway, we'll cover that next week. I don't know if anything's going to happen this week. By the way, I did buy the Smite 2 pack, like the pre-order pack. So we'll be trying that whenever betas come up and stuff like that. I'm still a DBD guy, but I like Smite 1. I was never great at it, just like I'm not great at DBD, but I'll try it out. I like to support that game. It's a fun game. And that is it for now. Until next time, guys, thank you for stopping by. And by the way, oh, no, because you see how I get distracted. My one viewer says I get distracted. I got invited to a sample center, a TikTok sample center where they give out free samples and they have a studio and they've got like guides there to teach you to become fucking viral. I'm gonna go, but I'm not gonna go as like an, because I do have 57,000 followers on TikTok. I'm not gonna go as like a quote unquote influencer because I'm not. I'm a 42 fucking year old bald ass bitch, the hissy fit haver that is not even that good at what he does. So I'm going more to people watch and to get a tongue scraper, and that's all I need. See, I push the fucking button! And see, that's what it does. Okay, anyway, guys, peace out. I will see you next week. This should be dropping on Tuesday morning, so I will see you the next Tuesday, which is, oh my God, we'll be in fucking May. Is it? It's going to be, no, it'll be the 30th. So you'll hear this on the 23rd, and then the 30th will be the day, the next one. I appreciate it. Get the fuck out of my face.
Toxic teachers giving them softly. He's here to play every single fucking day. Toxic teachers giving them softly. Making money by being fucking funny. Toxic teachers giving them softly. Teaching fools, taking them to school. Toxic teachers giving them softly. Survivors, get out of the way. Keeping them softly.